Brandi Carlile is a singer-songwriter with this really expressive voice and a huge vocal range. She does these songs that start out soft and vulnerable, and then they just knock you down. This song, called The Story, came out in 2007. It's Carlile's breakout single and a perfect starting point for our story, because it points to something really interesting about so much of Brandi Carlile's music. It's a complete band effort, a partnership between Carlile and these two other musicians named Phil and Tim Hanseroth. They're identical twins. They play bass and guitar. They write or co-write many of the songs, including the one we're hearing now, sing harmonies, and bring a lot of edge to the music. As we'll hear, the three musicians have gone from being bandmates and best friends to being an actual family. We talked to them last week, a couple days before the release of Carlile's latest record, and I wanted to know how the three of them crossed paths in the first place. Here's Brandi.
I was in Seattle in my late teens in the late 90s, cutting demos in like an upstairs bedroom of a recording studio. I couldn't afford to be down in the big studio, which is where a whole bunch of Alice in Chains stuff was recorded, and Pearl Jam 10 and Temple of the Dog. And it was kind of like the Seattle institution at the time.
Phil and Tim were downstairs in the big studio, and their band, the Fighting Machinists, seemed to be going places.
And I really looked up to them because they had a record deal and they were so cool. And it's like all anybody talked about around Seattle was the Hanseroth twins, the twins.
Tim says he'd been hearing about Brandi too, and that amazing voice. And when they decided to hang out one night, there was just this instant connection.
Her sense of humor, her like way she kind of like presented herself, I was like, oh man, this is going to be a friend for life.
Well, it was like that. It was like I wasn't used to cool guys being nice to me. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
I was like just coming out of high school and being queer in a small town, and I just wasn't expecting such a friendship.
Over time, the Fighting Machinists broke up and Brandi and Tim started playing together. But Phil wasn't into this idea at first.
Yeah, it's just that our band had just lost our record deal. You know, we're busy working. Marriage is sort of on the rocks. I'm in two other bands, and then kind of hearing, do you want to start doing this stuff after work, three or four nights a week? And I was kind of like, not really. But it took a moment. Like it took sort of hearing the harmony to kind of go like, okay, this is something that like, it's special. You don't put an ad in the paper and find this.
When the fire inside that burns so bright begins to grow faded, it can be hard to see the ground on which you stand. Though you may not be afraid of walking in the darkness, you will feel like a stranger in this land.
Today, the three friends and their spouses live all together on a rural property outside Seattle. Phil is remarried to Brandi's younger sister. So now they really are a big family.
We should also say you guys have a lot of kids in the picture, too.
Yeah, right now there's seven.
There was a pause. I heard you silently
counting. There's a new one. I mean, it gets worse than this, Rachel. It's like me and my wife and our two daughters, Tim and Hannah, and their son and daughter, Phil and Tiffany and their two kids, boy and girl, and then married to my wife's sister is our longtime cellist, Josh.
What?
And then married to my wife's other sister is our engineer, Jerry. And so there are more kids kind of being added to the compound, and yeah, we kind of all live in the same place.
And it was there during quarantine that Brandi and the twins wrote most of their new album. It is called In These Silent Days. And maybe not surprisingly, a lot of the songs are about family.
Your mama is a werewolf with long, sharp teeth. I'm up all night when the world should sleep.
There's definitely something that tugs on you, like a youthfulness that tugs on an artist and goes, oh, do you want to write about your kids? Do you want to write about being a parent or a spouse? Or, you know, are you trying to sound middle-aged? And it's like, but you have to sort of like squish that voice back down and just be where you are as an artist, because like authentically, it's true. It's the stuff that's on our mind. And that really is what we're waking up to every day.
It's a game. Baby, it's just a game. And nobody loses.
loses when you learn to love the one who finally wins sometimes.
I mean, it's clear, Brandy, your own story is out there. You kind of found your own way through a lot of different challenges, including family and addiction stuff. And a lot of your journey seemed to be a quest to create a stable family environment on your own terms. Is that basically what you have ended up creating with Phil and Tim?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I take a lot of pride in my personal tendency towards codependence, you know, whereas a lot of people, I think, spend most of their lives trying to eradicate it. And that's probably because there were things about my family that really did work for me. Being able to sort of take those quirky little dysfunctions and codependencies and apply that has been paramount to me becoming the kind of person that can start a family of my own, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're my letter to the past. Tim and Phil, this is kind of an unlikely creative familial project you guys have all embarked on.
Yeah, it has been strange. I honestly think everything that we do musically is just a result of our friendship and not the other way around.
Yeah, it's probably the thing we do the least is music.
Yeah, I mean, I like when we all just go fishing or pulling up crab pots or shrimp pots together. Like, I mean, music's fun too, but I think the music happens because we experience all this life together, and it's odd. Sometimes I wonder what it was that made us all click.
You're a stonewall in a world full.
Brandy Carlisle, Tim, and Phil, hands are off. It's been such a pleasure talking to you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Their new album is called In These Silent Days. I leave when the cracks are-